from KQED.
So it is a grave statistic. 43% of all children under 3 years old in Merced are living in poverty. In our second Starting Block story, reporter Deepa Fernandez looks at what's being done to change this.
On a quiet street in Atwater, a city in California's Central Valley, Laura Allison flounces around trying to keep up with her three older siblings. She just turned three. Laura's mum, Bobby Allison, is raising the four kids on her own. It's a struggle, especially with her current job as a cashier at 7-Eleven.
Minimum wage just doesn't cut it.
Allison hates that her family is part of the poverty statistics. Her options for jobs are limited. She only has a GED.
I'm looking for another job.
She's been through the county's Welfare to Work program twice. Now she's on her own.
It's very difficult to get out of the poverty situation.
Monica Graisley is the director of a nonprofit that works with impoverished families.
Merced County has an amazing safety net.
But she sometimes feels like those who care just put band-aids on the deep poverty. What people need, she says, is to be self-sufficient. Researchers estimate for a family of four in Merced, that means earning between $45,000 and $50,000 per year.
And so we need to create a transitional stepping system where folks can actually move forward and get the training that they need and have jobs available for folks.
Our economy is diversifying.
Merced's mayor, Mike Murphy.
Agriculture is a big part of our economy.
Murphy knows that many of Merced's residents don't have the education or professional qualifications to get higher paying jobs.
But that's changing, and I think the largest factor in that is the University of California, Merced.
UC Merced, the newest UC campus, and the hope of many to revitalize the local economy. So construction is going on everywhere.
This was a vacant lot for the longest time, and then the university bought this and constructed this building.
On the very next corner is a beautiful old building. It, too, is getting a facelift.
It was housing, but it was not well kept.
So was it low-income housing?
Yeah.
And there's the harsh side of all this revitalization and UC Merced's expansion. Merced's low-income residents have been displaced and pushed further out of the city.
I was wondering if I could get a drink of juice.
Bobby Allison and her four kids used to live in affordable housing in Merced.
Do we have any more juice?
Now she can only find a place to live 30 minutes away. She likely won't benefit from the new university, but maybe her children will. For the California Report, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Merced.